Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app, tune in, and search WWGH. That way you already have us on the air, and when the show comes on, you can just go to your app, click on that app, and we will be there live. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments while we are on the air during this hour from 4:15 until 5 o'clock p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce market. It will be this Saturday, June the 13th, at the Logos address, 582 Lee Street. Time is from 12 noon until 2 p.m. This takes place every second Saturday of every month. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. I like to start my show with a thought for today. It's not a long thought, but I think it's short and sweet. And the title is Great Expectations. And I am a person who have great expectations. No matter how grim it may look outside, I try to lift myself up and say, well, that too will pass.
Yep.
And march on, Jeff.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Absolutely.
Amen. Well, the title once again, Great Expectations. The root of all needs and expectations is an unfulfilled spiritual desire. Satisfy your spiritual desires through the practice of meditation, and you will be able to interact successfully with anyone. No longer needy, you will enter into relationships simply to share and enjoy. There'll be no strings attached in the way you give of yourself. Your love will be unconditional.
That's right.
Who else do you know have unconditional love besides Christ?
I don't know anybody. All of our love has conditions.
Yes, it does. The voice you hear is my guest today, Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm just wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes, it's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Well, we've had things get in between.
Yes, we have, but we're back on track, hopefully.
Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Not only that, like I said in my early today advertisement of the show, it's shaky out there, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, the world's foundations are starting to shake, rock and roll. And I think God is giving us, I think this right here is a strong warning that these very same things are going to happen much stronger in the future.
And more often.
Yeah.
More often.
So how long have we been getting warnings from God, though? My gosh, all the bad weather and earthquakes and even some of the oil spills, I think, had
tornadoes
something to do with. Oh my gosh, the tornadoes. And I would think that the world would step back and go, whoa, you know, what's going on here, you know? And they keep saying global warming and all that. And some kind of, and they think that, this is what kills me now. Some of the left says that we're supposed to go out there and somehow control the weather. And I haven't heard anything that ridiculous for a long time. You know, only God can control the weather, you know. Only God can make a tree, you know, or even an amoeba. And I thought about that when I was in science class, in the seventh grade. I was an atheist. And they were taught, this science teacher said that when science is able to make a one-celled animal come to life, then I'll start believing that science is God. But of course, they've never been able to do that because there's a mysterious ingredient that God uses to make life that we humans don't have.
What about making a gnat or an ant?
Yeah.
Can they impossible. Reproduce that?
No, and see, that's another thing that makes evolution ridiculous.
Right, right.
How did life come about all by itself? That they can't do it in the laboratory. How's it supposed to happen out in the wild? You know. But that's not what I was going to talk about today. I was going to talk about the condition of the world, the condition of the United States. We very quickly came into a serious crisis. And, you know, for a long time, I believe...
2020, right? Hello? Huh?
Yeah.
2020.
1920. I told a friend of mine, she made a mistake saying something about the World Health Organization. It sounded like Wild Horses Organization. I said, that's interesting. First of all, I think the left has a lot to do with some of the statistics that have been coming out about the virus.
Okay.
I think they've been greatly exaggerated. Okay.
Well, it's not as bad as they said it was supposed to be.
How do we know? That's the problem, you know. We don't have anybody out there, some independent journalist organization going around checking the hospitals, checking the statistics and everything, and finding out if that many people have died from this.
Well, they think it's more than that, maybe not a whole lot more, but they believe that the virus has been here longer than they expected it was here, like November last year.
Hmm. Well, what I'm trying to say is that I don't think the left causes these things to happen.
No.
And I don't think they've caused any of the other crises that have hit, you know.
No.
But we have the virus and we have the rioting, and I think the left knows how to take advantage of the situations.
Well, I mean, I think the riots are mixed. I think it's more than just the left or Democrats.
No, it doesn't just have to do with the left.
Right.
But I think they can take advantage of it. And here's the reason why I think they are taking advantage of it is because they're telling the police to just stand down in some of these cities instead of taking a strong stand.
Well, they've done that. That's why they're rioting. Because of their strong stand they've been
But Linda, we can't just sit there and let people destroy all these destroy all the businesses in the downtowns and stuff. Do they want to destroy America?
I think they just want to be heard, and I think they want to be recognized. I think people want to be respected because of who they are. And we all came into this world the way we are. We had no choice in that. Our mothers and fathers were already chosen for us, what color we was going to be, you know, how far we would go through life, you know.
But there's such a thing as going too far with it.
Yeah,
with all the violence
people,
and everything.
I know, and a lot of people wanted to stop, but you know what? And don't talk about it no more, but I guess I look at this a little different because we're talking about 400 years of oppression in this nation and systematic slavery still going on.
Where is slavery going on?
Like, we still have our mass incarceration. You know, not saying that they didn't do something wrong, but sometimes they just throw them in there for no reason at all, or just to be able to, or shoot somebody.
But how do
down,
I know that's true?
Running. How do you know it's not true?
Well, you know, we have people up that have been complaining about this for a long time. I'd like to know the truth about it.
Well, if that's the case, what is the truth? There is no truth anymore. Because we had somebody to come out and say that's fake news.
But
all
we can't
of a sudden,
have we can't have a lawless nation.
I agree with that.
Can't
now.
Have somebody rob a bank and run away. The police won't go after him because he's black.
I agree with that.
We can't have that,
especially if they did the crime. Yeah, I agree.
And we've had many instances where quite a few instances where it was found out that the black guy did commit a crime, and the black community was just up in arms about this, and then they found out that he really did do it.
What kind of crime was it?
I remember we went on that gridiron thing that JC was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is Pastor of the Victory and Truth Ministries. And
gridiron.
We went to an all-black church, and we're playing games, tug of war and basketball or whatever they were playing in there.
Tony Evans' church, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was. He did come and speak later on.
Okay, he spoke there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were up in arms about this case where a guy had robbed the bank, and he was running away from police. And the police said he was shooting at them, and he claimed that his car was backfiring, which cars don't backfire anymore, so it had to be a really old car if it was doing that. And they went through this big, long thing where the judge ordered all kinds of tests and everything, and they strung string and all this stuff, and what direction the bullets were going and everything. And finally discovered that he did rob the bank. They had witnesses and everything else, But, of course, he's a criminal. He's going to try to wiggle out of it any way he can.
Most criminals do.
All of them do. So... we can't have a lawless country.
I don't think anyone really wants that.
I hope not.
Because we need protection ourselves. It depends on what the case
protection.
Is. But, the situation seems to be, even though this is what's in our face right now, and a lot of people are saying, well, we get the point already, let's move on. But, yeah, we can move on, but still there won't be any change. If there needs to be change, why don't we look at that and see what that change looks like? Do not remove the police completely.
No.
Because even I had to call the police.
Well, they were talking
about
something about disintegrating the police in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
What are they
going to? That's not going to happen now.
That, I know, I don't think that's going to work.
It's not going to happen.
No, I hope not.
It's not going to happen.
They
may put in some... institutional laws or rearrange some things, but they're not. They can't get cannot dissolve the police department.
No.
They can't dissolve the fire department.
That's
they
right.
They can't dissolve the hospitals.
No.
We just want fair treatment. Even if we
did
do the crime.
That.
Yeah. We want fair treatment. That's what that's all about.
And I was totally horrified by what happened in Minnesota. I think everybody was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was no reason to kill that man. There's just no reason for it. Even if he had passed some Confederate money or, whatever.
What was the $20 bill? I don't know where it came from.
$20 bill. He probably had no idea that it was counterfeit.
There you go.
And so, I don't know what happened there now. There was one scene where the car was shaking there, and it looked like they might be struggling a little bit. But you can't tell what's going on.
No, you can't tell.
Next thing you know, they drag him around the car and they got him down on the ground over there, and he's got his stupid knee on the guy's neck and he's screaming that he can't breathe, and he doesn't have enough intelligence to just stand up and say, okay, let's put him in the car.
Yeah.
Nothing would have happened if he would have done that.
Right. But because of that, we have more white people standing with blacks in these marches.
That is the one thing, that good thing that's come of it. I think there's a lot more agreement between black people and white people
right now
than there is dissension.
Yes.
But the violence may turn that around. If they got to stop the violence, Linda.
Well, I thought they were peaceful now. And they said there were other groups in there that was doing the violence.
There are groups that are influencing because they want civil war.
Yeah, they're doing it.
And I don't see how anybody could think that civil war could be successful with the kind of weapons.
And they also named that some white supremacist groups was in those riots, and they were breaking into stores and setting fires. So
they're trying to put black people in a bad light.
Right. There you go.
That's what they were trying to do.
That's right.
And start a war. Well, a war is not what we need right now. We've also got the virus running around.
Yes, still there.
So who is really causing all this? Well, I know his name. He's in the Bible. His name is Satan.
Oh.
He's trying to cause dissension between people, trying to cause hate and misunderstandings and whatever between people. I understand Now, I could say from my point of view, I don't totally understand a black point of view. I couldn't. How could I?
You're not black.
That's right. So, but I would like to know deeper.
But you're a man. I mean, you have loved ones. You wouldn't want them to be treated like you see some of us treated.
No, and of course not. And that's why it caused so much concern, is to say that, first of all, you know, Satan's been introducing this idea of politically correct and relativity, and there's no difference between right and wrong and all that stuff. And it has had a tremendously detrimental effect.
Yes, it has.
On our country.
Yes.
And on the world.
Yes.
And that's what he's trying to do. Now, what I'm trying to say is, the left has been trying to destroy America. They're trying to bring down our government. And economic collapse, I mean, how much more would it take for our country to economically collapse?
Not much more. Not much more at all.
And I say that Satan has contrived this. And the reason he has is because you can't leave the United States just sitting there when you want the Antichrist system to rise up. So America has to go down before the Antichrist can rise up. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that the church would go into a great falling away.
Apostasy, yes.
And J.C. even said a while back that he travels the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Christianity is dying, all over the world. So it says that right after the great falling away, we would have the rise of Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I believe that that is not very far away now.
That's the last sign.
Yeah.
Before the Antichrist.
So if you wake up one morning in our country, all the banks have closed and all the businesses are no longer open, we're in the tribulation.
Close. We were close to that.
Yes.
And
we still could.
Yes. It closed
right now,
down.
We're very vulnerable to that. You
yes,
know,
we
economic
are.
Meltdown, man. Because and you look at TV and how they're talking about these small businesses can just barely, they're just barely still there.
Right.
You know, well, even the big businesses have to borrow from the bank to keep their stuff going. So if the banks close due to economic meltdown, because there'll be nothing here but a parking lot.
A lot of the big businesses were bailed out during the stimulus, which was mm-hmm. a good thing. A lot of smaller businesses were not. But they're still trying to think of a way that they can help them stand on their feet. People that were unemployed.
Yeah.
Right? They get money from their job. Plus, the government's giving them a $600 a week stimulus.
Yeah.
Until July 30th, and that's over. I don't think that's going to be revisited unless things get worse, much worse. And like you said, here we are. We're at the brink.
We're at the brink of the tribulation. That's why all this stuff is happening.
But, Jeff, how long have you been preaching that? You've been on this show for 5-6 years now.
I was preaching it long before that to just people.
Then you wrote your book, Expressions of the Last Days.
Yes.
We are in the last days.
And I also said that I don't think we should be looking forward to a pre-tribulation rapture. I believe that we, as true believers, are still going to have to face it. The tribulation, much
well,
as
right
I hate
now,
to.
Now we're teetering.
Yeah.
We're not like stable like you would think a Christian would be. We're teetering ourselves.
Yeah, you know, and I think back about how people, especially people who have believed in the prosperity doctrine, now they're going, well, I don't think that's going to work anymore.
Of course not.
You know, and it promises perpetual health and perpetual wealth. Well, what happened here? We got the virus going here and killing people. We got riots in the streets. And America about ready to sink, you know?
The four blood moons, what was that, 2014, 2015?
Yeah.
Signs.
Something like that.
Those were signs, Jeff.
We've had so many things happen where God is warning us that it's time to get saved. It's time to turn from our sin. You know, how long has America been promoting homosexual behavior? How
Legally.
Long? I mean, Planned Parenthood killing millions of babies. God's a lot more patient than I would be.
They started that abortion during my era when I was like a teenager coming into my teenhood, and that was another device to slow down the rate of black births.
I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, targeting. You know,
I think
race.
She was actually trying to commit genocide.
She was.
You know.
Against the black race. So
yeah,
here we go.
And here are people still promoting abortion. Planned Parenthood, you know, and promoting abortion. And you never know, you know, some evil guy could come along and just say, well, I'm going to destroy this group over here. I'm going to destroy that group over there. I'm going to destroy everybody, all the Christians.
That's why we got
to destroy all the Jews.
We got to pray.
Yeah.
We got to pray. We got to up the ante on the enemy because, Jeff, we are in the last days.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think you'd be alive when it happened? No.
Yes.
Did you?
I've had this calling on me since I can remember.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to preach before and during the tribulation.
Wow.
Did I ever tell you that?
I think so. And here we are.
And the Lord has given me glimpses into what's going to be happening. And he's given me a lot of information about the Antichrist and all that and how he's going to be. He's not going to appear to be evil.
Of course
not. At first, you know, he's going to be the cool guy. Everybody loves him. You know, and the Bible says not just if you take the mark, but if you worship him.
Mm-hmm. You're going to admire him, right?
Admire him, you're going to experience the wrath of God.
Wow.
And I said not too long ago that, you know, and you listen to some of the music. You ever go down the street and you get up beside a guy and he's playing all that hip-hop and rap and stuff and the horrible lyrics.
Yeah.
They're coming out of that. They're not listening to anything that's decent anymore.
No, not uplifting, not inspiring, you know. Nothing I would want to follow after.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's shaking your windows.
Oh, your house, too.
Yeah, you go by, you hear your windows rattling.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. They ain't going to have no hearing very soon.
I know. Yes.
But the world, the unbelieving world... And the state they're in, I mean, they're in a state of darkness anyways. But I think a lot of young people right now and have been ripe for salvation, for harvest.
Oh, yeah.
But we just don't have very many Christians that are interested in harvesting right now.
Now, that's another problem.
Yeah. The deadness.
That we're...
Apathy.
Apathy we're experiencing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run and hide. Well, it's not time to run and hide. It's time to get out there
and
evangelize the world, right?
When I first started going to a Bible study, I want to say which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started at VITM, I went to a Bible study. And I'm not trying to put down VITM. It's just these groups, you know. Sometimes they don't act right. But and I finally decided I'm going to reveal my book to these guys. So I brought a box of my books and... started handing them out, and they were very agitated.
Really?
About me talking about the last days, because they didn't want to believe we're in the last days.
Whoa.
And they were very critical and angry and never did really let go of it while I was there. And also very upset about me criticizing the prosperity movement.
Right.
You know, you would not believe some times I had in there. The oppression, you could just feel Satan, just like it was electricity in the air.
Well, he doesn't want us to uplift God. He doesn't want people to know the truth about the day and time that we're living in.
Yes.
They don't want people to be on guard. He doesn't want people to be prepared.
That's right. And lack of knowledge will kill you.
Yes, it will.
You know, what do they call it? Ignorance is not bliss.
It's no excuse.
It may be for a little while.
Right.
But you're just sticking your head in the sand.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So God will bring somebody along if you're in false doctrine, something like that. God will bring somebody or something across your path to make you realize, ooh, you know, the thing that you're studying and worshiping is off, way off, you know.
True.
So I got into a lot of big, bad arguments in there. And I went home not feeling so good a couple of times, you know.
Right.
So I had to pray about that. But God lifted me back up again, you know.
True.
I don't have to win arguments. I just have to win souls.
That's right. And that's all that's necessary right now. We must win souls.
Yes.
You see, a man is wise that wins souls.
That's right.
That's a wise man, you know, because the harvest is ripe. It's ripe right now. I mean, some people are falling off the trees. And, you know, it says toward the end days, hell will enlarge itself every day. It's going to get bigger and bigger. Because people are leaving this world without Christ.
Yep, that's right.
They're leaving here in big numbers.
We have to find some way of reaching these people. For me right now, the way we're thinking about expanding our operations here, I think that would be a good way of getting started.
True.
You know.
True.
I used to hand out tracts, but people run away from you now. They see you handing out tracts, they're scared to death of you.
They don't want
to
know.
Yeah. No, they're scared to death because of all the confusion and paranoia about bad guys running around, you know.
Okay.
I remember one time I went out past Green Camp, and I had just bought this, it's kind of an old motorcycle, I bought it just to play with, you know. I got way out there and it broke down, and people would come by in their cars and just crack their window just a little bit, maybe an inch, and go, "Are you okay?"
No.
Well, I had, okay. Thank God for cell phones, because, yeah. You know, I called Auto Tech or somebody, and they had a way of picking up motorcycles. But there, people came by, and they were scared to death of, this was long before the virus.
Wow.
I mean, you know, they just opened their window just a little bit, you know, they were scared.
Yeah, but you know, when 2020 came in and everyone was looking for a word from the Lord, and people were saying, oh, we'll have perfect vision, this is a year of...
Yeah.
They were saying that now.
I know.
Pastors and things like that, you know.
False prophets have preached what people want to hear.
Oh, wow.
And see, I'm not here to win a popularity contest.
Right.
God has spoken to me. God help me if I ever start preaching stuff just to please people.
Mm.
Because he has taught me since I can remember that, you know, there's going to come a day when he's going to have me out there preaching and teaching the truth.
Right.
And telling people what they need to hear to get saved, what they need to hear to avoid being drawn in by the Antichrist and all of his forces.
Right.
And there is nothing, you know, there is the riches of this world. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? See, it's best that we please God while we're here.
That's
and
true.
Not man. You know, so I can't be two-faced about it. I can't preach, you know, that abortion's okay while I'm on the radio and then get in the church and say abortion's bad, you know.
True.
You can't do that. You'll get caught.
Well,
it'll catch up with you.
No, that's where we are. Any loss of life unnecessarily is not good.
That's right.
It's not good. And it doesn't matter whether it's a newborn baby. If we're going to stand for injustice, let's stand for all injustice.
That's right.
Especially where life is concerned.
That's right.
You know, because we can't bring those lives back.
No.
You know?
No.
So we all are suffering in that regard.
That's
women
right.
who have given up their babies for abortion, no matter what color they were, that was a life.
Well, you know what? Some Christians who have worked in this area... And trying to convince women to give them up for adoption.
Oh, I know.
You know, and I don't know why they don't want to do that. I guess they think it's too much trouble.
I don't know what that thinking is about either, because there are some women who would do anything to abort that baby, no matter what other options may be available for them. And it takes a lot of praying for those women who will not give that child up for adoption rather than killing it. It takes a lot of prayer. Voice of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
They take women in. They do a lot of praying with those women and mentoring them and trying to get them to change their minds about aborting their babies.
Does it work good?
Some of them. Some of them turn. Some
good.
Of them adopt them out, you know.
Yeah.
But some you can't reach.
Hmm.
Some you can't reach.
Why do they want that baby dead so bad?
Some may be incest. Some may be rape. Some may have... not with their boyfriend anymore, with their husband anymore. He may be with somebody else. Now, I don't want this baby.
They don't
want
to take care of it.
I don't want anything that belongs to him. Women. I'm serious. I'm a woman.
Mm.
I'm serious. But we are living in I kept saying that last year. We
perilous
are living
times.
In dangerous times. Perilous means dangerous.
Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof.
That's
from
right.
such Turn away.
Run fast as you can. Run.
I have run into so many of these people that, and I think they were real Christians at one time, but they've turned into this false, fakey thing. And, you know, and they're always grabbing for glory. In other words, they're trying to impress the pastor, somebody else, all the elders in the church or whatever, and trying to go, look at me over here. Look at this. Look at what I'm doing, you know. And God says, you know, look for your reward in the next world.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's, sometimes it feels good. It feels good to have a pat on the back once in a while. I think we all need that. But, you know, I found that when I get really down and I go to the Lord and I say, you know, I'm feeling so depressed. All this weird stuff has happened to me lately, and I'm tired of it. Lord, would you please lift up my heart? Mm-hmm. He does it every time.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I don't need anybody else to lift up my heart, you know. But right. It's nice when somebody gives you a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't rely on it.
Right.
Because that person could turn around the next day and lay one on you. You know? Break yes. your face.
Yes, that's true.
Stab
that's
you so in true. The back.
That's so true. Boy, boy, boy.
How many times that's happened to me when you think, you know, this person, we had a good prayer meeting last night. It was tearful. It felt the power of the Holy Spirit. Next time, a week later, I talked to them, and they are totally turned around and hating me. Because probably something Satan did, you know? Now, with this calling on me, I have a lot of weird things happen to me, and I have to go to the Lord all the time.
I'm sure, because Satan does not want you to do what you're doing now on this air.
That's right.
Telling people that they need Christ.
That's
that
right.
Christ is coming back soon.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I've never sinned, because I've gotten myself in some horrible situations. And thank God he forgave me and turned it around, you know. But I've seen the most horrible, demonic manifestations, you know. And stuff that you would never believe unless you were there.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even convince people that that really happened, but it did, you know. In fact, you know, I think it was in May. We had all that horrible weather in May. It was like March. It was like winter sometimes. And I think I was at Walmart.
All that rain, April, May, yeah, yeah.
And some guy, I don't know where he came from. It was like sort of snowing,
mm-hmm.
you know. He just came
yeah,
up to my,
right. May,
he walked
yeah.
right up to my car, up to the window, and just went. Just gave me this nasty look, like he looked like a demon, you know.
Oh,
and he
boy.
Had on this coat, one of those coats with the hood on, you know, mm-hmm. with a little bit of fur around it, you know. And he's giving me this hate look, you know. There was no, I'd never seen this guy before. I hope I never do again. But, you know, I just sat there in the car, just waited on him to go away,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know. Now, I have been tempted so many times to take my fist and just take care of some of these people, you know. The Lord has warned me over and over, you know, because that's my problem is anger,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
more than anything else, you know. Mm-hmm. And when people do this ignorant stuff, that just this underhanded backstabbing harassment stuff that they do, I just want to bust their face mm-hmm. so bad.
Wow.
And the Lord just keeps warning me over and over. But he allows all this stuff to happen to toughen you up. So that someday you have complete control of your emotions.
Right.
So when the tribulation hits, we don't be trying. Jesus said, do not return evil for evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And look at what our brothers and sisters have had to face overseas for so long. Russia and China and stuff. I've read a lot about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's.
And the Christians being persecuted over there in China like crazy.
Oh, it's horrible.
Because they will not bow down to that dictator that they
That's
have.
That's right.
And he's going to be their president until he dies.
Huh?
He will.
Oh, yeah. Eventually.
Yeah, not only that, he did not want to come clean with the United States about that virus that broke out over there. And they still will not.
Well, you know, China. United States and China are not exactly friends right now.
I know. Or
anyways, you know. President Trump's been the only president that had enough guts to stand up to him. We had to. If he hadn't stood up to them when he did, I think we would have had a collapse a long time ago.
Could have.
Because they were just shipwrecking us.
Yeah. Well, they own so much
Having us for
of
lunch.
Us. Yeah.
We borrowed too much money from them.
Not only that, when Michigan went down, they went over there in Michigan and started buying up those beautiful homes and mansions. China did that.
Yeah.
They were giving those houses away for $50.
They're not stupid, are they?
No, they're not stupid. Now they're over there in Africa buying up that, giving them cars and putting roads in Africa. Yes, now they're trying to, you know, take over that too.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. So they're not stupid people.
And you don't have to take over things by force of arms all the time.
No, just a little bit of money. You know, let me progress a little bit. Let me have me a car
just
or
an inch at a time.
Home. Yeah, you know, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're over the diamond mines and over all those type of things in Africa. We did learn that in school. Africa is the richest continent in the world, and I think it still is, and it may always will be. You know,
minerals.
The gold and the minerals. And they just can't rape
it
enough. They can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there. But and then holding guns on their own people.
Oh, of course.
You know,
and we had that rebellion. What was it, in 1980 or something? They had an uprising in China, and unfortunately, it fizzled. But I think a revolution now and then doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, isn't that where we are?
Yeah. But I don't think civil war is going to help our country.
I hope we do not have civil war, and I hear people saying, we're going to have a civil war.
I said, you know, if we have economic collapse, of course it won't matter, but I believe that we'll have a lot of fighting after the economic collapse, and a lot of people dead. But that's the tribulation.
I know, and that's not a good thing. And if we got to go through it, we got to go through it.
Yes. And the best thing to do with that is be saved.
Amen.
Be a person that has Jesus in your heart. Then you know where you're going.
Yeah. Because we don't, you know, life is not promised.
No.
To any of us.
No. But I don't worry about it. See, I walk around fear-free.
Yeah,
because what's the worst that can happen to you? You could die, right?
Right.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'll be in heaven.
Yes, that's true.
I'll be up there with my mom.
Yes.
She's about ready to go there.
Whoa. I like your mother.
Yeah, she can't even talk.
Whoa.
Right? I mean, you know, she just slurs her words so bad you can't understand her.
I'm just sorry that that's happening right now, because there's a lot happening right now, just like we lost our friend Wendy Thornton Weiss.
Been so many people passing away lately. Ravi Zacharias?
Yes.
Always liked him.
And a friend I went to school with, Debbie Levette, she, I don't know her married name. She lost her daughter. I think this was Saturday or Sunday. And I think she was like 30-something years in her early 30s.
Well, I think God is taking some people before the tribulation starts, because I don't think they could handle it.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Just my theory.
I'm sure he has his reasons, because
my mom,
people,
there's no way she could handle no tribulation.
Right, right.
No.
What is that going to consist of? I heard that, well, one of my daughters told me that yesterday, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, a hurricane hit Louisiana again.
Yeah.
Again. Now, what's their sin?
Well, we talked about New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think their sin is? I mean, you know, they march it through the streets.
Did you hear about that prophet that the Lord sent?
No.
To the four major cities in the United States?
Oh, yes, I heard something about that. What happened with that?
He walked in sackcloth and ashes, and he went to each city and told them their specific sins and asked and told them the Lord is coming soon and to repent.
Yeah.
And to repent.
Whatever happened to him?
You can find him on YouTube.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Sackcloth and ashes. He was in sackcloth clothing, but we are here just to inform you, and I know I said on my little advertisement, where are we now? Are we in the last days? Are we in the days of Revelation? What is next before the Antichrist rise? And Jeff has talked about that, the great falling away.
Well, we have. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That is the biggest sign, and the one that the world knows nothing about.
Right.
But that is the biggest sign that we are headed towards the Great Tribulation.
We have a minute. Would you lead us in the prayer
of
salvation?
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So, Lord Jesus, Son of God, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to be born again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And if any of you repeated that prayer, you are saved.
Yes.
And you believed it. You are saved.
Yes. If you got saved, please call in next time we're on here talking about this.
Monday and Tuesday, 4:15 to 5 p.m. right here, live. In living color.
On NBC.
107.1.com. That's where we are, in 107.1 FM radio. And download free app called TuneIn.
Remember the peacock?
Yes. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1.com. Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just think my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks names, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe. 95, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me, too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning.